This morning I'm reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 1, 4 through 10. A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun goes down and hurries to the place where it rises. The wind blows to the south and goes around to the north. Round and round goes the wind. And on its circuits, the wind returns. All streams run to the sea, but the sea is not full. To the place where the streams flow, there they continue to flow. All things are wearisome, more than one can express. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, or the ear filled with the hearing. What it has been is what it will be. And what has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there a thing of which is said, see, this is new? It has already been in the ages before us.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in God's sight. So, unbeknownst to me, for the majority of the week, as I was preparing this message for you, you have a summer worship series on Disney films. Sarah made this made me aware of this after I had sent in my information to Cindy for the bulletin and let them know that I was going to be preaching on Disneyland today. So think of this as your intro to your intro to your summer sermon series. I love Disneyland. I love it all. The thrill rides, the kids rides, the atmosphere, the food, the energy, the shows. My first visit to Disneyland was in October of 2002. Shortly after I moved here to Los Angeles from North Carolina. Before that, I had been to Walt Disney World a couple of times growing up as a kid, but since then, I've been to Disneyland more than, well, let's say I've been to Disneyland a lot. I'm in the triple digits. I don't think I've hit 1,000 yet, but it's getting close. Every time I go, I am just as excited as that first time I went. I wake up early in the morning, like ready to go to Disneyland. It seems there's always something new to discover, some new experience, even if it's the same ride. There's always that new something around the corner. And as I was talking with the kids about, you can even find God at Disneyland. One of the easiest ways to see it is to see the joy on children's faces as they watch dreams come true right before their eyes. That pure expression of joy is truly divine. You can also see a wide variety of people interacting with each other without much animosity. Granted, it's not always the case, but this coming together of humanity from so many different personal places, they come together in happiness, even manufactured happiness, gives us a glimpse of what the kingdom of God might look like. Walt Disney himself said, "Disneyland will never be completed. It will continue to grow as long as there is imagination left in the world. This change, this continual growth, is an essential part of the magic of Disney. A very recent example of this is the brand new Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout attraction at Disney California Adventure. Prior to this, this attraction had been the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, now morphed into a completely new experience. Before that, that location was a parking lot. Everything changes at Disneyland. This is just one example of that constant creation and recreation of the happiest place on earth. But how does this Disney experience stand up against the words from Ecclesiastes we heard just a few minutes ago? What has been is what will be. What has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. In truth, is there anything really new at Disneyland? As Disneyland prepares to celebrate its 62nd anniversary in just a couple of weeks, the fact is that nearly everything that happens there is now variations on a theme. There are wonderful themes and amazing opportunities for fun and escape, but they are variations nonetheless. Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout is a drop tower ride just like Tower of Terror was, and the Malibu-mer before it, and many, many before that. There have been very many novel innovations over the years there, but they are still just based on something that came before. Disneyland itself was this new variation of the classic seaside carnivals. So the question before us is this: is anything new actually possible? Ecclesiastes seems to suggest that nothing can be new. But we, as followers of Jesus, understand that something new has been done and is continuing to be done in each one of us, in the body of the church, and in the world. We are a still-speaking church. This means we believe in the continuing testament, extravagant welcome, and changing lives. In short, this means we share in God's continued act of creation and recreation. Pastor Sarah is away right now at the UCC's General Synod, the 60th anniversary of the UCC as a denomination. She's gathering with other representatives from this denomination that holds these ideas as central to its vision and mission. God's creation isn't the renovation and variation at a place like Disneyland. Instead, God's ongoing renewal of all that is and calling creation to something greater is truly dynamic and an act that touches each one of us in the very depths of who we are. Each one of us journeys along our individual paths in search of something. For most of the world, this means working to get what we need or get what we want. Perhaps, as novelist Elizabeth Stroud suggests, it is a sense of safety in the sea of terror that is life for some. This movement, this search that each of us is engaged in, is part of God's continuing act of creation. As we move, led by the Spirit, we are being invited to a new place, to grow into our full identity as children of God. All right, so I ask again, how many of you have been to Disneyland? Okay. How many here have ever gone to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique? Anybody? Okay, just a handful. This boutique is the place where dreams can become an almost reality for many little girls and boys. Princess dresses, outrageous updos, makeup, and glitter. So much glitter transforms your little one into a practically perfect Disney princess. But this transformation, this recreation of your child is only superficial. At the end of the day, after the bathwater washes away the hairstyle and the makeup, and pajamas replace princess gowns, each of those grand Disney princesses turn back into their parents' personal little princess. What is offered us in faith, however, is something infinitely more powerful and real and lasting. Our encounter with Christ is something that is truly life-changing. We see this again and again in the Bible as people's lives are transformed through their meeting with and relationship with Jesus. Think of the woman at the well. On an ordinary afternoon, in the heat of the day, she was transformed from being a woman who was despised for her past to one of Jesus' greatest witnesses. We can also think of Mary Magdalene, Thomas, Paul, and many others. This new life, this renewal offered to each of those biblical figures is also offered to us today. This renewal, however, means that each of us has to be willing to let go of our past, like the woman at the well. We have to be willing to set aside preconceived notions like Thomas. We have to set aside our prejudices like Paul. It means we have to look forward, not backwards. If you read Disneyland websites and fan information sites, like I've been known to do, you will find a common thread within posts on these forums. Even when things are new or seem better, you're going to find at least one person, if not an entire group, that longs for Disneyland to be like it used to be. Something familiar, comfortable, nostalgic. It's always been like that. How dare they change that? You've never heard words like that in a church before, have you? If we believe truly that God is still speaking to us, speaking in us and through us, then the familiar and the comfortable cannot be our primary source of reference or preference. We have to be willing to welcome in the stranger, the outcast, the immigrant, the other. Not only that, we have to build community within and through and among both them and ourselves. We should be, we will be changed by them, just as they should and will be changed by us. It is a difficult time to talk about the other. Tensions and divisions run high in our country right now. On the eve of our nation's birthday, a nation founded and strengthened time and again by immigrants, we see such hateful rhetoric spouted that is designed to separate us, not unify us. This 4th of July, and indeed every day, we as a nation and we as a church community should be working to spread love and peace and unity, not fear and hatred and division. More personally, as each of us grows in our individual relationship with Jesus, we have to risk being transformed ourselves as well. It's very easy to talk about the work of justice within the context of the community, because then you can always think of the community as someone else getting the work done. But it is important that our personal actions be sustained and nurtured by the convictions and faith that exist in the depths of our hearts and souls. What God is asking of us is not some sort of spiritual makeover that time or adversity will be able to wash away like so much glitter from the Bibbidi-Bobbidi Boutique. God is inviting us to enter into a deeper relationship with God's self and with those around us, and to join in the ongoing creation and renewal of the world in justice, in integrity, and in peace. Throughout my weeks with you a few weeks ago, we explored what it would mean for this church to experience renewal and transformation, moving from simply being an open, welcoming, and affirming community, a place of hospitality where all people can be welcomed and nurtured, to one that is actively inviting. Inviting people into community is not the same as proselytizing. Offering people a place where they can connect with God in community is an essential part of being Christian. It is how we proclaim the good news, the gospel. It's so easy to talk about some place as magical as Disneyland and the experiences that you and your children have had there. After all, it is the happiest place on earth. But as amazing as it is, Disneyland is only a theme park. Why then is it so difficult to talk about church, where we are given so much more and enter into relationships and have encounters that are truly life-changing? You might not consider church the happiest place on earth, but it could be and it should be the most powerful place on earth. Amen.